Here's a thought I'll title, Overwhelming Beauty. Sometimes I really struggle as a landscape photographer. I love being out in the landscape, and often what we see as photographers is really beautiful and spectacular landscape, because that's where we go. We're attracted to it naturally. So off to the national parks, off to the scenic vista, off to the really gorgeous thing. But when the scene is overwhelmingly beautiful, we would think it would be easy to make a successful, a really terrific, a good photograph. But it's not. At least if we look at it from a specific point of view. And here's what I mean by that. The more beautiful the scene before my camera is, the more difficult it is for me to manifest my personal response. See, I tend to think of art making and photography art making as a personally expressive response to the world. A way that I see the world that is Brooks Jensen's way of seeing the world. But when I stand in front of the absolutely gorgeous, beautiful landscape scene, the more difficult it is for that personal response to rise up. Instead, I find I'm often reduced to using the camera as a recorder rather than a medium of personal expression. My friend Joe Lipka has a way of describing these kinds of images. He calls them way-to-go-God images, which is understandable. We look at that gorgeous scene and think, wowee, this is so beautiful, it's impossible, it's rare, it's breathtaking, it's magnificent. It's anything but personal. Said another way, the more beautiful the scene before my camera, the more my picture looks like everyone else's picture of the beautiful scene. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love that kind of photography as much as the next person does, and I love printing those and framing them and hanging them on the wall and enjoying them in my everyday life. But those images don't express me as much as they express the location. And obviously, if lots of other photographers visit that location, even if the weather might change, even if the time of year might change, their response is essentially mine. Way to go, God. And that is not at all how I want to think about personally expressive photography. Instead, I want it to be personal. So I often find myself avoiding those overwhelmingly beautiful spots and looking for something adjacent, maybe physically, but not the beautiful scene. For example, the last time I was in Yosemite, I didn't take pictures of Half Dome or El Capitan. I took pictures of the bark on the ponderosa pines. I didn't photograph Lake Tenaya. I photographed the mud patterns on the edge of Lake Tenaya. Those don't make overwhelmingly beautiful images, but they do make ones that are personal. They do make ones that are my way of seeing the world, or at least seeing a part of the world. And although I'll probably always want to make pictures of overwhelmingly beautiful places, I do so with a completely different mindset than what I'm creating my personally expressive fine art photography.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.